Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Lamed Ches. Shabbos, Lamed Ches, and we are in the third parak of Parakira, as we have here. And yesterday we discussed the Isser Durabanan of Shehiyah. As we mentioned, the three Isser Durabanan of Bishul B'Shabbos, Shehiyah, Hachazara, Hatmana. And today's daf is Hachazara, Lamed Ches, Amed Beis. The Gemara talks about the issues of Hachazara, and really the issues of Hachazara are all on one daf right here on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says, again, Shehiyah was the Issur Drabanan of placing food on a fire source before Shabbos. That was the issues of Shehiyah. How are you supposed to leave it? The machlokas of Hananya and the Rabbanan. And today we discuss Hachazara. Hachazara is the Issur Drabanan to place food on Shabbos directly on a fire. So when is that? So again, technically, we're going to talk about it. In the coming shir, I think tomorrow's shir will be the issue of Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. Once something is cooked already, so you can't cook it again on Shabbos, there's no Malacha Daraisa. So if I could take a fully cooked item and put it on an open flame on Shabbos, that's not Asur Daraisa, because it's already cooked. Ein Bishal Achar Bishal, like we find in other areas of Halacha as well. But there is an Isser Drabanan called Hachazara, La Hachzir, to return something to a fire on Shabbos. Why is there? One is allowed to put even already cooked food with there's no bishul d'araisa that is possible. Still, it is asa d'rabanan. Why is that? Rov Rishonim, Rashi, at the beginning of the parak, the Ran and others say, mechzi kimevashel. Mechzi kimevashel, Rashi says at the beginning of the parak. Niskaima machshavaso, mechzi kimevashel. Looks like cooking. If you put food on a fire on Shabbos, even if it's fully cooked, it looks like cooking. Is that, Achronim talk about, is that mitzad other people, like a Maris Ayin? It looks like you're cooking, and they're going to think that you're cooking, or they're going to think that you're allowed to cook, or is it mitzitcha? You will feel like you are cooking, and therefore you might come to cook yourself. But either way, that is Rashi in Mechzikim Avashel, and the Ran also, Ran here on Tesvavim Aveiz and the Dafi Arif, the Ran also says the same thing as Rashi. Let's find the Lashon. The Ran says, also, Beishami Omer Noton Avalo Machzira de Mechzi Kimavashel B'Shabbos. It looks like cooking on Shabbos. There is minority Shita in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam writes this in the Sefer HaYashar, and others, Tosfos at the beginning of the Perek, who discusses that there might be a Hachzara even before Shabbos, so then that, of course, can't be Mechzikim Avashel. It can't be Mechzikim Avashel before Shabbos. So he would have to say, and the Sefer HaYashar, Rabbeinu Tam says it beferish, that just like Shehiyah was because of Shem Yechate, you might come to stoke the coals and make it higher, so too, maybe Hachzara is also for the same reason, the same chash of Shema Yechate. So again, that's Machlokas Rishonim that appears for the reasons. But Hachazara, the Isra of doing that, only applies if one is missing the Tanai Hachazara. There are five Tanaim, five conditions of Hachazara that are mentioned, and right here on Lama Chesma Beis are mentioned three of them beferish in the Gemara. Some of them are obvious. Number one is Mavushal Kol Tzarcho. Mavushal Kol Tzarcho, the food has to be fully cooked. If the food is not fully cooked, then there's no problem. Hachazara D'Rabbanan, that's Hachazara D'Araisa. Right? If somebody, let's say, wants to take some chalent out on Shabbos. So let's say Friday night, the chalent is not fully cooked yet. If I take the chalent out of the crock pot, and then I want to put it back in the crock pot, forget Hachzara D'Rabbanan. If some of the beans, some of the barley is not cooked yet, so then there's Bishul D'Araisa that is Shayach. Remember the Machlokas we mentioned in the past, Machlokas Rambam Rashba, when is Bishul D'Araisa? According to the Rashba, once it gets to Machol Ben Jusai, once it gets to a third or a half cooked, then there's no longer Bishul D'Araisa, according to the Rashba. But we're Machmir like the Rambam. The Rambam assumes that there is Bishul D'Araisa all the way until Mavushal Kol Tzarcho. Even after being edible, all the way to fully cooked, there is still Bishul D'Araisa. Maybe after that, what's called Mistamik V'Yafilo, when it's fully cooked, but it still gets better by staying there, so then maybe there's no Bishul D'Araisa. But according to the Rambam, at least it's Bishul, Mavushal Kol Tzarcho would be subject, if it's not Mavushal Kol Tzarcho, then it is subject to Bishul D'Araisa. So again, rule number one, condition number one, is that it has to be fully cooked. Fine. Number two, it has to be a covered flame. Has to be a covered flame. If it's not a covered flame, then it is also for sure usser. When it's not allowed to put anything on an open flame on Shabbos, period. That is not that is not up for discussion, right? Shehiyah, we have the machlokas between Hananya and the Rabbanan. Whether when something is already Machol Ben Jusai, is there an allowance to leave it on an open flame, like Hananya said, or the Rabbanan, even up until fully cooked, then one is not allowed to leave it on an open, even Mislamik V'yafalo is usr, and that's why we try to cover all fires from before Shabbos. But those two are not even mentioned here because those are somewhat obvious. B'vushal called Tzarcho and Ketuma. So the next ha'ara, though, is what about Cham B'miksas? It has to be still warm. The Shulchan Aruch says this. Reish Nun Gimel. We know the Shulchan Aruch is written in chronological order. And that's why Shin Yud Ches is Bishol Daraisa on Shabbos. That's later on. But towards the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, we talk about these Yisurei D'Rabbanan, because it has to do what we do before Shabbos, going into Shabbos. So in Reish Nun Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch discusses Sif Aleph is Shehiyah, Sif Beis is Hachzara. So here we go. Kira, Shehi Garufa Uketuma, Akira, an oven. That is Garfakata, meaning it's covered, it's swept. The Natal Hakadera Me'aleh Afilu B'Shabbos, and I take the pot off on Shabbos. Mutar Lachzira, I'm allowed to put it back on a covered fire on Shabbos. First line, Kol Zman She'iros Achas. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is as long as it is still boiling. As long as it is still boiling, so then one is allowed to leave it on the, put it back on the fire. But that is not how we generally paskin. The Ritva here, and the Ramah quotes this Deya, that it does not have to be boiling. Muchacha de Sugin says the Ritva to be ina sheachzi rena kodem shetitztanein legamrei. As long as it's still warm, as long as it's not totally cooled down, so then putting it back does not look like cooking. And therefore, there's no problem mechzi kemevashel. Mechzi kemevashel means it's tanin legamri. If it's totally cooled off, and now I'm going to put it back, that's the problem. And that's the Ramah. The Ramah writes that later on in Reish Nun Gimel, in Sif, all the way at the end of the Simen, the Ramah says that one would be able to put it on as long as it's not in Tzana Lagamra. I think that Ramah is mentioned actually in Shin Yud Ches, not in in Reish Nun Gimel, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah here quotes. And this applies even by Yavesh or by Lach, whatever it is. That's there's an issue of that by Bishul Achar Bishul, by Bishul Daraisa, but it has to be somewhat warm. Somewhat warm, as long as it's not totally cold, one could put it back. Then we get to number four and number five. These are the ones that are crucial in terms of one's taking food off of a flame and trying to put it back. The language of the Gemara we had here, we had different days in the Gemara. It said Oda Biyado. Amar Bzvika, Amar Biyaba, Rabbi Tedoy, Lo Shanu, Ela Oda Biyado. You're allowed to put it back as long as it stayed in your hands. If you put it down on the ground, it's usr. What's the law on this? We didn't mention this before, but just one line. Why are all of these conditions, why do they allow it? If I still have it in my hand, we'll have it in a minute. Be'ez Hashem, number five will be the das to put it back. Why does that solve the problem? Doesn't it still look like mechzi kimevashal? It still looks like cooking, putting something on a fire on Shabbos. So the way that the Rishonim say it is that one is not allowed to be machzir a nesina lachatchila. Putting something on a flame for the first time on Shabbos, that's mechzi kimevashal. Returning something to a flame, that's not a problem. So all of these conditions are to make it halachically considered a returning and not just putting it in the first place. And that's what the Shulchan, that's what the Gemara says here. As long as it's in my hand still, I didn't put it on the ground. So then I'm allowed to put it back onto the fire, right? If I put it on the ground, so then I'm not allowed to put it back, because that would represent a hesach hadas. That's the language now of the Shulchan Aruch, back to where we are, Reish Nun Gimel Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'lo hinicha al gabi karka, Ramah, the Oda Biyado. So the question is, there's something in between there. In our day and age, we generally don't put things on the ground. we put it on a counter. So how does that work? So Rav Moshe writes that the issue is Biyado is the key. Says Rav Moshe in Dalet Ayin Dalet, that big tshuva written to Rabbi Eider in Oslam Megimel, Hiniyah Kedera Gabi Karka Vadayin Hu Oches Ba Bebeis Yare Mutalach Zira. Can you put it back? Because the Rambam's Lashon here in Pirshas Mishnah is that it's in the air. Ramosha says, Yesh lo hakel. Lanka mi meko. De mida afik, beloshon hinicha, velo beloshon he'emida al gabi karka. The language is, place it and not he'emida, mashmash hinicha, mamish, levada, velo achuz ba klal. Right? It sounds like, yeah, as long as you have it in your hand is still on it, so then it is okay, even if one puts it down. The modern day poskim, the Archa Shabbos and others discuss, Bismana say, we're not putting it on the ground. So what about a countertop? Do I have to hold it in my hand? Let's say I want to take out some shalant, and it's a covered fire. Let's say I line the inside, as we'll talk about, and I want to put it back. So do I have to hold it in my hand? What if it's a heavy shalant pot? Sometimes you have these large, you have in a hotel or in a camp, they have these tremendous pots. He's supposed to get two people to hold it. So we are makel generally. The psak is tilkula, as long as one holds the handle. So then, even if you put it on the counter, that's not a hesach hadas. The problem with the ground in the days of old was that you put it down on the ground, so then you're done. You had a hesach hadas that you're not going to put it back. But our counters, those are used to put things down for a short period of time. And therefore, says, if you look in the Archa Shabbos, Nata Kedera Ma'esh Grufo Ketuma, V'yinicho Agabe Ashayish B'mitbach, you put it down on the counter, Yesha Horush Adino Kinicho Agabe Kisei. It's like putting on a chair, not on the ground, Kein Horush Shalom Zaman Oybach, V'agon, Rav Yosef Shalom Ol Yashav. V'yine Lechora, says the now in the footnotes there in the Archa Shabbos, Hamitzia Shal Shayish B'mitbach, Eino Dome Mamish, L'kisi V'safso. It's not exactly the same as a chair. You never, in the days of old, you never put anything on a chair to stay there for a long time. But the counter, when we take our pot off, we put on the counter when we want to take it off for good. So it's not totally clear that when you put on the counter, you're going to put it back. Masha'ekin ha-shayishu mishamesh l'shtei matarot. Hein la'anachas ha-kadera l'shem siluka ma'esh v'hein you might have said it's more chamor than a chair. On the ground, there's for sure asachadas. On the chair, there's for sure no asachadas. But maybe the counter is more similar to the ground. But in either way, the poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Eliyashiv, and others are makel regarding this issue. Again, if you want to hold it in the air, that's fine. But again, sometimes it's pretty impossible to hold it in the air. But that is what we hold by Oda B'yado. So we have number one, Mavusha Chal Tzarcho. Number two, Garf HaKatum. Number three, Cham B'miksas. It's not totally cold. Number four, Oda B'yado. Number five, Daito Lahachsir. Daito Lahachsir. And that's also here in the Gemara. The Gemara here is La'amen ala Daito Lahachsir, ala ain't Daito Lahachsir, Aser. You have to have in mind when you took it off to be able to put it back. Again, if I had in mind not to put it back, so then it's a problem. The Achronim wonder, the Rabbi Kiva Eiger, I think other Achronim have the suffix, is the issue that you can't think about ain daito lahachsir, or you have to have daito lahachsir. Which is it? Which is the problem? You need daito, or you can't have ain daito. What if somebody takes it off and he's not thinking? Let's say somebody's going to serve a challenge or something, taking off, and he didn't know. And then all of a sudden the woman comes in and says, "Well, no, that's did you have it, mom? We're going to put it back later. We're going to serve it later also." Like, I wasn't thinking of anything. So do you need daito lahachsir, or you just can't have ain daito lahachsir? Right. So that is a question in Rabbi Kiva Eiger. That's a suffix. Obviously, we try to do our best to be able to have it in mind. Again, that same Aruch HaShabbos. Yesh l'estapik, b'ikr mashomru chazal, eminiyach ha-sakter agabi karko azal ha-chzira, him yesod ha-dvarim shonu tzvichim liros bofan chiyuvi, shaychus shal ha-kadera el-shiya kodemes, v'chozman sh'odu b'yado, mikol makam lo nestachim en el-agamrei, or not, right? Or you don't just can't have a negative. But either way, these are the five conditions that are needed. There is a big kula of the Ran, and the Ramah quotes this. We try l'chadchila not to rely on this Ran, but the Ran quotes it, Rav Soloveitchik, today is Rav Soloveitchik's yard site, Rav Soloveitchik also quoted this Ran in certain contexts, but the Ran here in Yud Zayin Amabez and the Daf Yerif says, all of the conditions are only needed to put it on, I'll read the Ran, Yud Zayin Amabez, Miu Mirushalmi Mashma, to Kohani Plugta, Lesnu Ela Bishasilkon Me'algabikira, Me'erev Shabbos. If I took something off before Shabbos, when Shabbos started, it was not on the fire. Now I want to put it. I want to take something out of the fridge. It was in the fridge on Friday. I want to take it out Shabbos morning and put it on. That's what you can, because you need the conditions of Achzara. But what if it was on the fire when Shabbos started? It was on the fire. It was on the fire when Shabbos started. And I want to take it off. I want to put it in the fridge. I want to put it back on the fire the next morning. Again, assuming it's dry, no bishul issues. The Ran says you don't need all these conditions. You need a covered fire. You need fully cooked. But you don't need daito lahachsir and o debiyado in those cases. But zero. Even if you put it down, because that's not called a nesina l'chadchila, that would be called a hachzara, because when Shabbos started, it was on the and the fire. And that's quoted in the Ramah. That's Ran, is not just Ran, it's quoted in the Ramah. Yesh Omrim, says the Ramah here in Reish Nun Gimel. To call Zeh, no Azar Rak, Kishanat Lo Menakir Mi Bo Yom. Velo Achzira Shecha Shecha, Velo Melakacho, Misham, Shecha Shecha, Afilo Nicha Rabbe Karka Mutter, Ran Perakiba. Vechein No Agen Lahaka, Betanurim Shalom, Rish Yishlam Din Kira, Vesom Knatzon Adivir Mikilim, Vetov Lahachmir. So again, that is a big Tzad Lahakel if somebody's in a situation that they're eating. You know, we like to quote the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim that am I allowed to eat food? Am I allowed to eat the food in somebody's house if they violated something? So the Prima Gadim says, as long as there's a tzad out there that says it's mutter, so then you could eat the food. So here, this is definitely tzad. The Ramah quotes it. The Ramah quotes this Ran. So that is all background, first step in Hachzaras. Now let's get into some Halacha L'maisa cases. So B'di'evet, what if somebody is missing any of these conditions? So number one, if you're missing Levushal Kol Tzarcho, can't put it back. If you're missing covered fire, you can't put it back. Can't put it back. If you're missing, if it's totally cold and you don't hold like that, Ron, you probably should not put it back. 4 and 5, the Shaar HaTzion says, if you're missing one or the other, it's okay. You could put it back. Not both. Both, you shouldn't put it back. Meaning if it's not in your hand anymore and you didn't have in mind to put it back, then you should not put it back. But let's say sometimes I had in mind to put it back and I was holding it, but then somebody called me and I don't have my hand on the crock pot anymore. You're allowed to put it back. Right, biyado and daita lahatzer are both lachadchila. If you're missing one or the other, so then it is okay. What about moving it from one covered fire to another covered fire? It comes up. It's come up sometimes. Or Moshe has a tshuva. Let's say it's on a blech, and then all of a sudden you check and the fire went out. The fire went out. So you want to move it from one covered fire to another covered fire. Is that okay? Because it stopped. I didn't have it in mind. Now it's not on a fire. So Ramosha is Mako there too, that one is allowed to put it back onto a different covered fire because you didn't take it off. You didn't take it off of the fire in the first place, and therefore one would be able to put it back in that to a different covered fire in that case. What happens if somebody took it off by accident? What would happen if a husband goes and is trying to help out in the kitchen, and he goes and takes the thing off of the fire, and he starts serving, and all of a sudden the wife comes in and says, that's for tomorrow, it's not for tonight, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I didn't know. It was betoas. So, netila betoas. So, what do we paskin? So, the Shmir Shabbos paskins that you're allowed to be machzirit, especially you could be somech on the Ran. Because the Ran says that you could put it back. In any case, so that is okay. That's related to the Safik of Rekiv Eger. What happens if I take my friend's pot off? That's his suffix. Can I aser my friend's food? If you look at Rabbi Kiv Eger, he relates this to the issue of oser davar sheino, right? Eino demoser davar sheino shalo. Can you aser something that's not yours? So here, can you aser? I took it off. My friend was gonna, you know, use it or keep it on. So he relates to that sugya of Inah the most of Rishina Shalom. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri is not convinced that has any connection to this sugya. In Hilcha Shabbos, V'sarach Iyun li dvar bazeh, Shepashut, Shekana ikir huwa be'esa netilam en akira, Hayidaito lahachzir az mutter, V'imein daito lahachzir acharka, Kishachzir azeh kemoshe sam mitchil of Asro. To borrow, even if it fell off by itself. Gamkin ein lahachziro. Shakopan mein kandas amanas lahachzir. So he assumes that it could be a problem because the issue is whether das lahachzir or not. As we just mentioned, it's not so pasha because some other posts can say as long as you didn't have daito lo lahachzir, it would be able to put it back. You don't need daito lahachzir. You just can't have dais shalom lahachzir. Okay, but that's also an important point. Another very important issue that comes up on today's daf is the last point right before the Mishnah. Rav Ashi has the suffix. Boy, Rav Ashi, pinan mimechan lamechan. Are you allowed to switch containers? Let's say I have a big container of soup, and I want to switch it to a different container, and then put it on the same covered fire. Is that okay? So the Gemara says, teku. The Gemara does not answer the question. It is unanswered. So because it's unanswered, what do we say? So teku le what? This is an issa d'rabbanan, isn't it? So the Rashba, though, says, teku l'chumra. Ki'ilu it's daraisa, the Rashba says. But the Rambam doesn't quote it, and others, the Beis Yosef, assumes that one can be mako, and therefore one can be mako in terms of switching containers. This comes up in a very common case. Let's say the chalent is running low on water, and the chalent is very dry. So what could I do? I could take boiling water from the urn, and I could put it in a lechadchila to move the insert of the crock pot to underneath the urn and put it directly in. That's pina mimecham lamecham. If that's impossible, it can't fit, so then poskim say one could even put hot water into a cup, boiling water, even though it's going into a kli sheni, and then put it right back into the chalon pot. Again, lechatchila if it's off, and then put it back on the fire, because you're not supposed to pour when it's on the fire. But either way, pina mimechem lamechem is something that comes up often, and yesh lahakel in certain cases. There are other permissible ways to heat up food on Shabbos, as we know. Let's say besides the issue of fulfilling the tzroi hachazar, if you don't rely on that ron, so how do you take something out of the refrigerator and put it onto a heating source? So again, we don't have time to go into it fully, but we have the sugya of kedera agabe kedera that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that if there's a pot on top of a pot and the bottom pot is full, has food in it, or it's a covered fire, so then you can put a kedera agabe kedera. Many people put something on top of the urn, on top of the chalon pot. So then that would be okay also, kedera agabe kedera. That does not look like Bishol. It's not, there's no Merci Kimavashol there. If somebody puts it, the Ramah says, on a radiator, somebody puts it on a non-fire, normal cooking source, that also is not Merci Kimavashol. There's something called the Kedera Blech that used to be more popular. Crockpots, right, needs obviously Tznai Achazara if you line the inside of it with tinfoil. Hot plates is a big sugya. Is hot plates, is that a covered fire? If the hot plate is called a covered fire, so then you need the Tznai Achazara. And the Shmir Shabbos says hot plates are called a covered fire. And therefore, you can't take something out of the fridge and put it directly on the hot plate. There are the poskim. Rabbi Willig writes in his Sefer HaMordechai, Rav Avadia is makel for a different reason, but he says that, yeah, hot plate is better than a covered fire because there are no knobs. And therefore, he would say that you could put stuff directly on, obviously dry, in order to heat it up on Shabbos. Ovens is a problem because ovens is toch and not algaba. So we're not getting into that now, but without any oven inserts, just putting something inside an oven on Shabbos would be a problem. But either way, these are just some of the ideas having to do with the issues of hachazara. Okay, we'll stop here.